What's up? What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome to TV3 Radio. The Power of Three. And man, we definitely in the building with the hostess with the mostess. We got my girl, Miss Entice, Keisha Nicole, and Candy.
What's up? You so silly, baby.
You know, I'm so upset right now.
Right?
So what's going on, like?
It's storming over here in Dallas. I don't know what's going on.
It's crazy. It's interesting day.
Right. Yeah, it rained for like, 20 minutes and it stopped and then the sun came out?
Yeah.
I'm like,
over in the Fort Worth area right now, and I don't remember seeing it rain.
It rained over here hard in Garland. Real hard. Yeah.
But that was kind of
crazy.
Gloomy.
So what are you going for on the game?
I'm going for OKC because I hate the Heat. I told somebody, the only way I would go for the Heat is if the Lakers was representing the West. That's the only way I would go for the Heat. Other than that, I just can't see myself going for him. And I got money riding this game, too. I'm riding on this series, so I need them to win.
Who's winning right now?
OKC, but they keep giving the Heat a chance to try to come back into it.
Mm-hmm. Already. Well, let's get into our talk. I just had to, because I'm not in front of the game right now. I can't even watch it while we're on the show. Right now, I thought I could do it at the same time.
At the same damn time.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I was trying to do, but it didn't work out that way. Because then it'd have been too loud where I wanted to go. So I decided to, you know.
that's the beauty of having a big screen, having your having the screen to screen, having the computer running it, and then having the TV the game at the same time. Winning.
Yeah, you can do that. I would have been all off. But anyway, let's get into our talk that talk, Miss Entice. What do you have for us this week?
All right. So this week's talk that talk is, how do you gauge success? So basically, to break it down for you guys, just when it comes to being successful, everybody looks at success in a different way, and we just want to know what speaks success to you? Like when you see someone, what makes you feel if that person is successful, or even for yourself, what makes you feel if you're successful or not? So listeners, we definitely want to hear from you. Give us a call at 1-866-259-0361. So I'll go ahead and I'll start. And I'll just kind of elaborate on the topic a little bit more. So for example, some people may look at success and say, you know, oh, so-and-so is successful because they got all these name brand clothes, or they're driving a nice car, or, you know, I see them spending money on this and spending money on that. Other people might look at success as, you know, the feeling that they get just like being happy. You know what I mean? Some people might look at success about what other people think about them, or how many friends they have and things of that nature. Me personally, I feel like for success for myself, it's a feeling. You know what I mean? Feeling that you've accomplished something, it's kind of like a joyous feeling. It's like inward feeling. And, you know, just being proud of where you are and basically saying that you have accomplished something in your life. That's how I personally gauge success, because a lot of times you can see people, they're rolling in the nicest cars and they have name brand this and name brand that, and they're throwing money in the air. But a lot of times they're doing all that, but bills aren't paid. You know what I mean? And they're living paycheck to paycheck to be able to afford that type of lifestyle. You know what I mean? So me personally, I feel like success is like an inward feeling. It's more of an accomplishment for myself as opposed to me having to go out and floss and have to show everybody that, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that type situation. So that is how I gauge success, but we definitely want to hear from you guys out there. Again, listeners, if you're listening, give us a call, 1-866-259-0361. Candy, how do you gauge success?
I basically feel the same way as you. but I got to add money into it because you can't really be successful to me without having the money, you know, to be successful. It doesn't necessarily have to be name brand clothes or things like that because that doesn't say you, you know, that doesn't mean you have money. You could be a rich kid that's spoon fed or, you know, just got money from your parents type of thing. So that isn't really a success type of thing. More so like, how do I explain it? To where you're comfortable. To me, that's success. Like money-wise, comfortable, but you're doing something that you want to do. You're doing something that you're happy about. Not just successful because I'm a doctor, but every day I go to work and I hate looking at people and coughing on me and stuff like that. You know, something like that you enjoy to do. You're comfortable with the amount of money that you make and you're successful in it. That's, to me, that's what I would gauge to be success.
Right. I definitely agree with what you're saying in a sense. Just because a lot of people, like, I have seen people that are rich, like, have so much money, and they're driving just basic cars, you know what I mean, and things of that nature. So I think a lot of people get confused, and they're like, okay, because I feel like I'm successful or because I know I'm successful, I'm going to flash, you know what I mean? They feel like they have to do the whole celebrity status, and they have to flash all the time. But, you know, of course, when you have money, if you want to treat yourself, go ahead. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But, you know, it's like some people, they look at someone and they're like, okay, that person is wearing, like, just clothes from Walmart. They can't be successful type situation. You know what I mean? It's all about how other people perceive them. But I definitely agree with what you're saying. Yeah, obviously having money in order to do what you want to do when you want to do it is definitely an attribute of success. Keisha, how do you feel?
To me personally, my opinion of success would be fulfilling the purpose that God put you on this earth to have. No matter, you know, you're giving a talent, like as per se us, we have multiple talents, of course, in modeling, in photography, in radio, and things like that. And like my main purpose, I've always said, I want to become an inspiration to the men and women all over the world, someone to look up to. I think that's my purpose because I've been given talent, many talents, and it always comes down to me being able to help somebody, me being able to, because I have a lot of people looking up to me. So I think that me becoming successful is not until I fulfill my purpose. It's becoming a worldwide inspiration to people all over the world.
Right. I definitely agree with that. That's a very good way to look at it. It's just basically, yeah, fulfilling your purpose. And I think that's the thing as well, is if you don't know what your purpose is in life, it's hard for you to be successful. You're not going to be able to get in where you fit in, because if you're there just, you know, trying to do what everybody else is doing or just living day by day, not really knowing what to do or where to go next, and just kind of living by the system, go to school, go to work type thing, just because that's what everybody else does, it's hard to really feel success in that type of realm, you know what I mean? Because constantly you have in the back of your mind, like, am I doing what I should be doing? Like, it's like an emptiness almost, right? So I definitely agree with what you're saying, Keisha, that people definitely need to make sure that they're living according to what they feel God has placed them on the earth to do. So definitely, mm-hmm. definitely agree with that. Let's go ahead and ask Seti, how do you feel? How do you gain success?
It's ironic because me and our friend were talking about this the other day. So that's why I like y'all, because yeah, y'all always got those discussions we actually talked about a lot. Like three things, like people look at success three different entities. It's going to be from age, how much money you got, or by how famous you are. And a reason why I say is just different people look at it at those different views depending on who you talk to. Like, for instance, I cannot have a lot of money, but because so many people know me and know what I do, people find that as being successful. Like, oh, man, this man is successful. He, like, this, mean, this person knows him, this person knows him. And sometimes you end up getting special treatment for being in that case and not necessarily having money to go with it. And then there's the money side of it. Of course, if you got more, like y'all were saying about people who have money sometimes don't always have the flashiest things. Well, you know, it's ironic. It's people that walk around every day that I hang around with, and you know, oh, this is an average person, but these people actually have like lots of money, but they don't feel the need to flash it. Like, I've been telling people all the time, my parents, they make a very substantial amount of money, but they don't walk around and feel like they have to, you know, let's be flashy every 5 seconds or whatnot. They put it back to, they, matter of fact, they spend most of that money of giving back to the community versus, you know, spending it on themselves. So, you know, that's another way I say it's successful too. How do you give back is successful to me. And then age, like if I'm a person, like if I'm 18 and I go get an entry-level job making about $40,000 a year versus somebody that's in the mid-30s, somebody's going to say, hey, that dude that's an 18-year-old successful. The person's in the mid-30s, people are going to look at him like, why aren't you getting a job that's higher up to make more money? So that's what I would say, too. That is my tea on that.
All right. I definitely agree with you in certain aspects, because that's the thing, is that society trains us to look at somebody and what they are showing that they have to make us feel like, oh, that person must be successful because they drive a Benz, and, oh, they must be successful because they have a 7-bedroom house, or, you know what I mean, stuff like that. And it really shouldn't be that way. Like, a lot of people judge people based on that. It's like, oh, well, you must not really be successful if you don't do this or if you don't have that. And, you know, it's just the way society trains our minds to think, right? But also, in even what you were saying is being famous. You know what I mean? There's look how many celebrities there are. That some of us got more money than they do. You know what I mean? They were kind of like a one-hit wonder type thing. They came out, everybody knew them, they were successful for that point in time, but then once the hype died down, they done spent all their money, all that stuff, and would you still look at them as someone that's successful? Like someone like, for example, William Hung. I don't know if you all remember that guy. American Idol. You know what I mean? Like people, you see what I mean? Or even like, what's the name of that dude? Antoine, what's his name? Antoine Fisher. Exactly.
Hide the kids, hide the wife. Yeah, y'all must know. Y'all talk to a crazy person.
I'm on walking television. People can look at that and be like, oh, that's successful. Like, yo, he came up. But, like, where's he now, though? Like, I'm pretty sure I haven't heard of either of them. You know what I mean? So it's just.
Yeah, where is he? For real, for real.
Exactly. Like, you know? Like, what's going on? You see, so. But that's the thing, is that we can look at it and be like, okay, we remember their name, but we don't see them doing anything. But the thing is just because we don't see them doing anything doesn't mean that they're not doing anything. Or they could really just not be doing anything, right? So I'm just curious to find out, like how do people gain success? Like, what is it that makes success for you? Or how do you view other people in that sense? So listeners, if you're listening and you want to give us your 2 cents on the topic of how you gain success, definitely give us a call at 1-866-0261.
That being said, the call board is actually lighting up. I'm going to go ahead and go to the 2 832s. I'm going to be here for here. 832, first number 7. I'm going to you right now. You're on TP3 Radio. What's up?
What's happening?
Hey.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
okay.
Man, you know who this is.
What's
lovely,
man. Yeah, man.
Okay.
We don't even have to ask. Let's go to the next call.
Right?
All right, let's see. Okay, 973 on TV3 Radio. What's up?
Hey,
What's good, everybody? My name's Yoshi. I'm from Jersey.
Hi.
Jersey, what's up, Jersey?
What's up,
sir?
What's up?
Nothing much. I'm going to keep it gangster. Like, I live in the hood, so seeing a Benz or a Bentley or anything like that, that ain't nothing special because dudes out here do that all the time, and they be living in these little Section 8 apartments with $35 rent. So that's not successful to me. Nowadays, with the economy the way it is, I view success as anybody that can hold their head up above water. You know what I'm saying? Meaning they keep the lights on, the rent is paid on time. You know what I mean? They're not driving around in no, like, banged-up hoopty. It could be just, like, a regular car or whatever, but they maintain their car. Bills is paid on time. That's what I view as success because as a black American, it's hard for us to get by. And that's real talk because not only do we have stereotypes as far as, you know, the white man is concerned and so forth, but it's also our own people who hate on each other and they're constantly killing and robbing and stealing from each other. So it's like at the end of the day, for us to live out here in the, what do you call it, urban area, it's real tough to get by on a daily basis. So for me, if I see a single mother who's out there working at McDonald's and she's paying her bills on time, she's not on government assistance, that's successful to me because it's real hard to do that. It's real hard to be a black American out here who's not trapping in the streets. So if you out there and you're working, you know, as the garbage man picking up the garbage at 6 o'clock in the morning instead of out on the corner trapping, that's successful to me. Like the young lady said on the phone earlier when she was talking about religion and, you know, being successful is just, you know, working God's work. Some people are more religious than others. I'm one of those people who's not religious. So, I mean, yeah, I could work God's work, and I live by that on a daily basis, and I thank God that certain things don't happen to me. But my success for me is the fact that I wake up every morning and I can give my kids a hug and a kiss, and I go down to the kids' school. I'm an active parent, you know what I mean? Then I'm paying my bills on time. I'm doing it by myself as a single mother. I don't depend on my kid's father for anything. But, I mean, if he helps me out, that's good too. So I think success, like everybody has said, it just is viewed in a different limelight. But driving that fancy car and stuff ain't nothing to me because this fancy car is parked right out front of my building. You know what I'm saying? And we live, like, in the hood. Mm-hmm. To me, it's like, why have all of that? Because I'm not going to buy me no Bentley, no Benz, none of that stuff without no driveway to park it in. So that's not successful
right.
to me.
Man.
All
right.
Shout out to Jersey.
I like that. I like that.
Right away.
Definitely
yeah,
appreciate
I'm
you calling
single
in.
Single mom, too. So I already know exactly how it is.
It's true. Definitely appreciate that.
Okay, I see we got another caller from the 832. I'm going to see who this is. Or if they're just listening, let's find out. All right, caller from the 832, first number 6. You're on Life and you're on TV3 Radio. What's up? All right. They're just listening. I will be mentioning them in the same. All right.
All
the callers.
We'll definitely appreciate everyone that called in to voice their opinion. Definitely, we still want to hear from you guys. So if you have an opinion on the topic, you want to let us know how you gauge success, give us a call at 1-866-0361. Oh, well, there's more numbers than that, sorry. 1-866-259-0361. And, yeah, let's discuss how you gauge success. But let's go ahead, and I'm going to pass it off to Miss Candy, see what she got for us. Candy?
Candy. Reese's.
Oh, my bad, y'all. Y'all been on mute the whole time. I thought I was talking to y'all this whole time. Like, dang. Okay.
I'm about to start running out of Candy names.
Right? Is Levi on one?
Yeah, man.
All right, we want to see what you feel about our topic, Levi. Go ahead and break it down to him, Mr. Tice. Tice?
Mayday.
Well, basically, is how do you gauge success? How do you gauge success, like the young lady who just called in and commented?
Oh, man. in my eyes, I mean, if you succeed in whatever it is you do, I mean, it don't matter if you graduate with honors, if you graduate from high school. I mean, it is what it is. It's success in your own way. I mean, a lot of people are more materialistic as far as success. Oh, I just signed a record deal. I got $1.5 million. I'm about to go get this house and this car. I'm about to go bling out or whatever. I mean, that's not success. You just showboating. I mean, I wake up every morning. I look at myself in the mirror. I know I'm doing what I got to do. I kiss my kids, and I'm good. That's my success. You know what I mean? As long as if I'm able to touch somebody in some type of form or fashion, then I'm good. That is my success for me. It ain't about the money, the cars, or the clothes. I'm good with all that. I don't need it.
All right.
I mean, cause that's just my whole thing, you know, about it.
Well, what we going
to do
right now, Levi, go ahead and just
finish
your single. And
we're going to get into the music. All right, man. You are now, you know, witnessing the debut of A Lot on My Mind, you know what I'm saying, Levi here featuring Jay Briggs, that boy Jay, and Blue, the Blue Lodge Boys, Blue Lodge GNT, you know what it is.
All righty. Here we go. It's about my boy Levi Lie My Mind. We're right back on TV3 Radio right after this.
Yes.
This is a Blue Lodge production.
I got a lot on my mind. 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 I got a lot on my mind.
Cause it's like a game of chess. Paid attention to the obvious. Now look who taking this. I stay with this money on my mind. Ain't with that childish mess. Do you not know how much I put on the line for me to shine? Had to die, but now I'm back with a shitload on my mind. Spit bullets from on high that kill niggas off in the streets. Been a gangster since day one, so you know I got to keep it G.
Life is a gamble. Play the hand I was dealt. I'm revealing all the feelings that I once felt. I ain't holding nothing back. I ain't sparing no feelings. So if you don't know me, stay the fuck up out my business. I'm at the point of no return and I ain't going back. I think it's high time I finally got my life on track. I take one step forward, then three back. Shit, my niggas say I sold my soul, I want it back.
I got a lot on my mind.
Everybody I know is in the competition, which leaves me with ambitions for getting riches, which has my mind frame of fuck niggas and fuck bitches. I've been at the bottom somewhere I don't wanna see again, so I'm out on my grind while y'all boys sleeping in. See, I'm the type to think to win. Think I'm falling off, better think again before I go pull some phenomenal shit. Tell me what you're thinking, man.
With all that's on my mind, even I'm surprised I can feel so stable. Taking off so much in 23 years, I should be disabled. And all that for an art, I done brought to the table. To learn the game of cutthroat business, I'm talking ain't enabled. These young cowards get a taste of power and live the life of a favor. By the real out here, putting it down and working hard for that paper. But I be damned if that boy Jay get him the upper hand. I got too much on the line just to pass my grind for the love of man.
Yeah.
All right, we're back.
All right.
Back.
Yep, yep. A lot on my mind.
A lot on my mind.
Yep, yep. Candy on your mind. Yep, yep. That's what I'm talking
nope.
about.
Nope. Not. That candy is stale.
Whatever. You like that track? What?
Candy is stale.
Whatever. My candy's like Skittles, fresh from the pack. What you talking about? Like the M&M's with the... Never mind. PG. Okay. So, while we have a lot on our mind, I guess I can get into WTH. We were talking about it earlier, me and the ladies, Keisha and Tice, the Chris Brown fight with Drake. Does anybody know the details of what happened?
Well, apparently... Drake.
Well, so supposedly Drake, this is allegedly, is talking to Rihanna, allegedly, and that's what him and Chris Brown allegedly got in a fight over. But I don't know. So my WTH goes out to them. Are they going to, I mean, what's going on? They going to be together?
Actually,
they not going to be together? I mean.
You know what I actually,
really?
I saw TMZ tweeted today that apparently Drake got arrested for the fight.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did because Chris Brown's feeling some type of way because Rihanna probably pressed charges on him.
Yeah, he did roast about that. He did say, yeah, you should have recorded the pistol on you. So I feel him on that.
I guess. They need to figure out what they want to do and quit making it all public, you know, figure out if they want to be together, if they don't, or whatever, you know.
My thing is why Chris Brown is all up supposed to be in love with his current girlfriend. Why is he worried about who Rihanna is dating anyway?
Because he ain't. He just bought her a car so she can shut up and sit down somewhere. That's all. These dudes tell you what you want to hear. That's all that is. Not
no,
trying to
no,
roast you guys men on the phone, you know, not roasting Steady or Levi or anything, but I'm just saying, y'all know how y'all tell us what we want to hear, so I'm sure he's probably telling the ex he's not with Rihanna, and he's telling Rihanna he's not with the ex. I mean, he probably has a jet. He can go anywhere anytime he wants to. I mean, for him, it's probably easy to be a player, I'm sure, when you have the resources like jets and limos and stuff like that. So,
nah,
I wouldn't put it past
that. Ain't even what the whole thing was about.
So what is it about?
Not even.
Tell us.
Nah, okay. Bottom line is this is what happened. Chris Brown sent over a bottle to Drake, basically, as kind of like a peace offering, because, you know, everybody know they had that little public falling out about that whole Rihanna situation. And so,
okay, I heard about the bottle.
You know, Chris Brown, you know, he basically just trying to make amends about it. And, you know, Drake over there with Young Money, and, you know, they started acting a fool, basically. I guess they took that as a sign of weakness, so they just started wilding out. And somebody threw the bottle, it hit Chris, and then Drake and them went and ran in the bathroom and then dipped out the club. That's pretty much what it is. Everybody making it out to be about Rihanna. It has nothing to do with Rihanna because what people don't know.
They're saying that the bottle was sent over because of Rihanna. I know what you're talking about with the whole bottle and the sip of champagne.
Yeah,
he was saying
yeah,
he was
yeah,
making amends
yeah.
because the whole reason why they were beefed out from the beginning was because he beat Rihanna's butt. That's what, you
nah,
know, that's what they're basically saying.
No, it's
From the beginning.
No, basically
yeah,
what
there
it was.
There
was
also rumors about
wow.
him talking to Rihanna, listening to some of the songs that Drake, you know, he brags about that in some of the songs.
Yeah.
Just because her name is Rihanna.
What
the hell?
Chris Brown came, he shot back at him saying something about these rappers just want to F my ex. So they've been shooting back at each other for a minute, you know what I'm saying? So it's not over Rihanna, you're right, it's over the bottle, but the whole thing basically started because of her. They wouldn't be beefed out if it wasn't from her from the beginning, basically. They don't like him because of the whole fight from him hitting her, that's what I'm saying. That's what they're saying. I understand what you're saying about the bottle, but it still boils down to the redhead, or now black hair with the head shaved on the side girl. Same thing.
But I'm just I'm just saying, it really ain't all, it's unnecessary. Like, really, both of y'all are on the same type of level of success, and neither one of y'all are better than the other. You know, if y'all actually gonna let a female come between y'all making money with each other, then y'all stupid as hell. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, I'm not finna let no female come in between me and my money. I'm just sorry, it's not worth it. Let alone,
They feel like they're at a success to where they don't need each other. You know, some people, when they get to a certain success level, they feel like they don't need any other person, period, if you're successful or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's funny how Oprah just made amends with 50 Cent. She did that on her own because she's successful, but she went ahead and made her amends with the rappers after talking about them real bad. So I guess that's what Chris Brown called himself, or they call themselves doing or whatever with the wine. But in the end, like you said, they're all successful, so what they fighting for anyway? But some people feel like, okay, well, I'm at this level of success, and that's basically kind of what we're talking about at the topic. They feel like they're at this level, and they don't need nobody. They don't care about making money with each other because they feel like they didn't make enough, and they can make it with other people. So they feel like whatever they, you know, I guess their beef could be better, but I guess they was trying to squash it. So I guess that kind of puts the whole situation. Yeah, they were trying to squash it with the whole bottle of wine thing. I think that was immature, not the whole bottle of wine, but it was also immature for Chris Brown to beat her up. So, I mean, it's all a big circle anyway, you know. So I guess it really doesn't matter because at the end of the day, they're still making money. So, you know, kind of is what it is. But that is definitely
That is definitely a WTH,
though, because all that drama, like you said, behind a female or whatever, that's ridiculous because them on a collabo, oh my God, that'll probably be so hot. So I don't know. I guess we'll never see that happen.
You'll be surprised because if Nas and Jay-Z can squash it, Drake and Chris can squash it.
I hope so because this is ridiculous. They need to squash it. They just need to go ahead and what we say, Teddy, the same damn time and go ahead and go ahead and date her at the same and call it a day. Something.
Swapping
take
sperm,
turns.
Swapping
you got Monday,
spit.
Tuesday. I got Wednesday, Thursday. Look at it. I got you. I guess. But that's what's up, Levi. We definitely appreciate you calling in. We do have our next artist calling in the next few minutes. Definitely appreciate that. And we want you to let everybody know where to find you at on Twitter. Let everyone know, you know, where to find your music and everything else.
I'm just gonna make it short and simple. Just Google me. Levicev. Just Google me.
Alrighty, that's what I was
Amazon,
telling
Amazon, Napster, iTunes. I'm now. Just Google me.
Yeah, man. We gonna do that. We gonna Google you.
Yeah, man.
All right. Well, we definitely appreciate, again, you calling in. And definitely we will be doing this again, like always. You already know. Got to keep up with your music.
Of course.
You already know. So.
Oh, I got to be nosy. I got to ask him, who are you going for in this series?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
I ain't going for nobody. I don't watch basketball. Talk to me when football season rolls around.
If you, I like football the most, but if you had to pick a team out of there right now, who would you pick?
Oklahoma.
I'm going for the underdog. I'm going for Oklahoma.
The underdog.
He gets applause for that.
I had cookies ready in case
he's going to say the wrong answer.
You silly. Who's winning right now?
Unfortunately, the Heat is after that last three points that just happened.
See, I'm going for them Heat. Yup. So I'm against both of y'all now. Boom, pow.
Cricket.
Boom, boom, pow. Boom, boom, pow. Heat Nation. Boom, boom, pow. You know what I'm talking about? That's what they do with the
Heat. Well, I'd rather you go for the Heat than Fabrics.
Whoa. Easy. Easy killer.
I ain't a killer, but don't push me.
Right. Don't play with it.
Yeah, man.
I already said it. And thank you, Levi, again, for calling in. TP3, we do love you. So, all right, all right. Let's. Do we have any callers, Teddy? Other callers?
We have one that's listening, but we also have, the chicken from Jersey still on the line too.
Okay, okay. Well, we're waiting for our artist. Give us a call. So while we're waiting for our artist, it was an interesting fact. I was actually a friend of mine. He posted it on his Facebook page, and then I went and Googled it. Of course, like we all do when we don't believe somebody, and it was true. So I'll let you guys know an interesting fact that I found out. It says African Americans are the second largest minority group in the U.S. at 43.9 million in 2011, an increase of 1.6% from 2010. New York has the largest black population of any state with 3.7 million, and Texas has the largest increase from 2010 of 84,000. Cook County, Illinois, and some other places, I'm not going to go through all of them, gained 1.3 million, and some other places gained about 13,000. So I just really, really, really thought that this was very, very interesting that we are 43.9 million strong. So can I get an applause for that?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
43.9 million strong. So that is Candy with an interesting fact. I thought that was very interesting. I don't know if y'all did, but, you know, it's always good to know how many black people walking around here, you know?
That's true. So true.
I have been noticing a surge of beautiful black women in the U.S. lately.
Right? You know, they consider it. So I'm not even I'm not sure if that was, an equivalation of mixed people considered to be black or just all full African-American? Like, how do they even count that? But either way, I thought it was still interesting.
Yep.
You know me, I got to go into detail. Like, how are y'all counting that? What is actually considered an African-American? Just an African-American dad,
yep.
African-American mom, both, what?
I know how they count it. They look at it as if you're mixed with black and any other race, they consider you black because you have black in you.
So if you're mixed, then you're an African American.
Yes.
Yeah, it looks like that sandpaper, that brown paper bag test they do to us.
If you're lighter, if you're darker than this brown paper bag, you're black.
Yeah. If you got black in, they consider you black.
Well, there you go. Keisha,
and I think
we got
our guest on the line.
All right, all right. That's definitely what's up.
Let's see. That's who it is. Caller from the 214. You're on. What's up?
What's up with it now?
Who is
all this? Right, all right. Is it a little runny?
Yeah, it's me.
Oh,
all
man,
right,
a legend. We got a legend in the building.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Got to have it. You know what I'm saying? How we doing it? So why, since you're watching the game and all, who you going for? Because I know you're watching it.
No, I ain't watching the game yet. I'm flying down the freeway right now. I'm trying to get to the CB, but I'm going for Miami. You know, I'm a
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Two against one. Yeah. That's what's up. Well, right now, they are winning, just to let you know. So don't fly too fast. We don't need you wrecking.
Yeah, I got it on the ESPN now. I see 64-60, or it'll change up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep that on. Keep that on, because I'm going to be asking you later in the interview again.
Hey, just remember, the fourth quarter is coming. That's when LeBron James is invisible.
Man, come on, man. It don't even matter if he's invisible or not. All we need is a W. It don't even matter.
All right. Well, Miss Entice, Diamante, go ahead and break it down to him what our Talk That Talk is so we can get his opinion.
All right, so this week's Talk That Talk is how do you gauge success? So we want to know what is it that means success to you? Like, is it money? Is it clothes? Is it feeling? Like, what is it that makes
so this
you
my
feel
opinion
like
on
you're
what's
successful?
Mean?
Yeah.
Basically, it just depends. To me, success probably just depends on the individual. Like if you just a person with no kids, your success will probably just be, you know, being able to take care of yourself, your mother, and just be able to do anything freely, like anytime you want to. If you got kids, then it'll be just the same thing, your mother, but then also your kids right after that. To me, just success, just basically like as long as you can do whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it, and everybody around you, the loved one that you really love, they are okay as well. If you can help them, then you're able to help them whenever you can. And that's just pretty much it to me.
All right.
Well,
we don't have any more calls, do we, Freddie?
We got one that's just listening. So if they don't have their hand up, I'm not going to let them on.
All right, that's cool. What we'll do is we'll go ahead and get into the music. We'll go ahead and get to the first single, and we'll let you go ahead and pick. Do we have two, right?
Yes, we got two.
All right. Okay, so which two do we have? And that way we can have him introduce his single, let everyone know where to find you at on Twitter, let everyone know where to find your single at. And
all right, we got Beat It at the Frame. And then we got a song featuring J.R. Patton, Good Love.
Okay, we'll probably go, whichever one y'all want to play first. Good Love is more like, female-orientated. Both of them female-orientated, but I guess you could say Good Love is more like a love song, laid back, and then Beat It at the Frame is a club joint. So it's whichever one y'all want to go on.
Well,
I play Serenade and the Ladies. Yeah. Serenade.
So we want to go with the Good Love.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go on the Good Love. This preaching my homeboy J.R. Patton. You already know J.R. Patton was on BET. But I knew J.R. Patton for way back in the day. He used to always show up at any type of concert we was doing, man. Had like a little backpack or anything. He always wanted to sing for me. I always wanted to sing for Tom. You know what I'm saying? When I just found the right record and got the opportunity, I called him up, and he came through without any hesitation and laced the nice hook on there, did a little bridge at the end. And this is what we got, the final product called Good Love. You can find me on Twitter at @IamLilRunny, Facebook.com/TheRealLilRunny, YouTube. You can hit me on LNICTV. We can go get into this Good Love right now. It's a video for it, too, so make sure you look out for the video.
All right.
Here we go. Lego.
Captain from the record, boy, you got yourself in here.
Say, girl, you make me wanna. You make me wanna. Ooh, girl, you make me wanna. Hey, Ronnie, I think we got us one. Let's go. Good love is all I gotta give. So whenever you're with me, oh, you're gonna get it.
You know who it is.
Time in the running, rolling, all my affection, all the running at me. I give you good love,
miss love,
your affection. I give you good love.
Kissing her, you give it to you in them covers. You my type of chick, the one that I wouldn't mind loving.
No.
All I ask is you give it back, I 100. Cruise control, we ain't got a speed, baby.
Not at all.
My love good for you, no, it's a maybe.
No.
You can be my lady, prove your worth, I call you baby.
Baby.
Keep it with it all times and I'll take you crazy.
Let go.
I'm what you want.
I'm what you want.
I'm what you need.
I'm what you
a
need.
Dose of this GL, I hear your OG.
For real.
I'm what you want.
I'm what you want.
I'm what you need.
I'm what you
I'm 5'3", so that'll make you miss it 5'3".
Good love is all I gotta give. So whenever you're with me, oh, you're gonna get it. Good love, time and attention, all my affection, only if you let me.
I got your mind open.
Yes,
it's me and you, no 43, no joking.
No.
I admit from hello that you had my eyes open. Good loving, all I got, so that's all I give.
Yes,
make my girl feel like a queen, that's my prerogative. Slow motion, baby, RIP the soldier Slim.
Yep.
Working for me, don't you dare be holding nothing in.
No.
I'm what you want. I'm what you need.
I'm what you
a dose of this GL, I had your OD.
For real.
I'm what you want.
I'm what you want.
I'm what you need.
I'm
5'3",
only if you let me. I give you good love.
Now, baby, I'm so glad that you're mine. So I'ma think ahead of time. If loving you is a crime, then baby, they could kiss me like. Look, I think about you day and night. When we get on the phone, you could tell me what you like. What you like, girl, I provide, girl. I'm what you want,
I'm what you want,
I'm what you need.
I'm what you need.
A dose of this GL, I hear you OD.
Oh, yeah.
I'm what you want,
I'm what you want,
I'm what you need.
I'm what you need.
I'm
what you need.
So that'll make you miss a part.
Good love is all I gotta give, so whenever you're with me, oh, you're gonna get it. Good love, time and attention, all my affection, only if you let me, I give you good love, love, affection, I give you good.
Back in the building.
Good loving. That's what I'm talking about.
That's the kind of stuff that puts you asleep.
You silly. You are so silly. Well, let's go ahead and get into the interview. We will be holding all calls. If you want to call in and just talk about our Talk That Talk, if you want to call in and talk to our special guest of the night, you can hit him up on Twitter. I am Little Ronnie, or you can just call on in. We will be live for another 20 minutes. So, let's get into it. First question, where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Dallas. Lancaster to be exact.
D.E. Rudy's.
Nah, shit, I'ma change that how that I eat. I'ma change that how that I eat Golden Chick. Golden Chick is gonna come off the train nowadays. That Rudy's, you know, that Rudy's is still good, but, you know, if you find that, you know, shit, we already done ate that shit 100 times. So, you know, that Golden Chick done kind of, you know what I'm saying, done kind of surpassed that Rudy's to me.
Yeah, you're right. Golden Chick do go hard, and they rose, and Lil Rose, y'all sang, and I like that rose.
Yeah, it's all called a diff.
Yeah, and Tyce, we're going to have to go ahead and mail you some, you know, so you can taste it. Way to Canada, you know what I'm saying? Hook you up real quick. Because I know you ain't had, I know they ain't got no Golden Chick over up there. I know they don't.
Yeah.
Or Rudy's.
Yeah, they got a couple in Denton.
I'm sure in Denton, that's still Texas. We talking about Canada now. But that's what's up. That's what's up. How long have you been in this music, in the music industry?
Probably about since like 02. So probably like about 10 years now.
Okay. What are some of the artists in Dallas that they are just some artists in general that you work with so far, and let everyone know again where to find your music at? And also, I know you have an iTunes, too. I don't know if you know that.
Hey, no, I don't even have iTunes. I know you can probably just search Lil Ronnie, though, with an IE for the iTunes, music on iTunes. Then Dallas artists I work with, probably, you know, I was in the DSR group, so, you know, of course I work with Tum Tum, Tuck, Dixon, Double T, Fat Bastard, The Row, E-Class, T-Cash. The Lil Tonys, the Lil Mans. I mean, really, on the cool, anybody you can just think of that made any type of noise out of that, that's gonna either did some type of song with them or did a couple songs with them. You know, it ain't nobody music I dislike to a point where I got an enemy in Dallas or nothing like that. So, you know, it's a lot of people I done rap with.
That's what's up. We need to go ahead and hook you in Ricochet.
Ricochet my partner. I ain't did no song with him, but I've been knowing Ricochet for a long time. We had a little crib out in DeSoto, and Ricochet used to stay around the corner. I remember Ricochet used to always come through. He had the little BMW, you know what I'm saying? He used to always tell us, man, I'm finna blow up. I'm telling y'all, man, I got this stuff, man, I can do it. Let's do a song. And, you know, it wasn't that we didn't mess with him. It's just like, man, any other person that already done did this music stuff, you just want somebody to establish they sell first before you do records with them. You know what I'm saying? We just want him to put in his own grind and, you know what I'm saying, set his own 2 feet down this music stuff. And then if we like what he was doing, then eventually we'll work with him. And, I mean, Ricochet been doing this thing. You know, he got a whole lot of records he steady doing. He like one of, to me, he kind of like Waka Flocka. Not one of them things where they got the same type of music, but it's like he made a song, and then I know a lot of people were like, man, he ain't finna come back with nothing. And then he came back with something else. You know what I'm saying? He steady come back. Even if you don't like Ricochet as a person, as an artist, he always somehow come up with a hit, you know what I'm saying, or something that the people going to like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's one thing I admire about him, the persistence and the consistency in his music.
Right, right. That's what's up. Well, y'all should go on ahead and collabo, you know, and make it happen.
Yeah.
We should do that. So speaking of, you know, in that same type situation, like what motivates you to, like, stay on your grind and stay, you know, because I know you get negative people, you get positive people, you get haters, you know how it is. So what motivates you to just keep doing what you're doing?
Oh, man, you know, pretty much, you know, like you say, you probably get haters and stuff like that. But, you know, pretty much just if I just get one person to hit me with a DM, hit me with an at, hit me with a comment on Facebook or anything like that saying they listen to my music or one of my songs got them through the day or, man, listening to that song made me feel like the same thing I was going through or something like that. That's one thing that motivates me. And then I got 3 kids, man, so my 3 kids motivate me, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm a black man, so, you know, it's a lot of things I can be doing to be getting money, you know what I'm saying? And luckily for me, I had some parents that raised me with my head on right, you know what I'm saying? And I'm doing mine the legal way, you know what I'm saying? So my kids just motivate me to do this music and go harder so I can have some for them and have some for myself as well.
Right. That's real. Kids will definitely motivate you and change your entire world.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
They will come in and wreck shop. Things you ain't never done before, you got to do. It is what it is,
yep.
But that's what's up. Do you freestyle or, like, you know, some rappers say, oh, I don't freestyle, blah, blah, blah. I mean, but, you know, do you freestyle?
I really don't. I mean, back in our day, it's kind of like, you know what I'm saying, like when you was a kid or something, you used to always eat chocolate. You know what I'm saying? Then now as you're growing up, you don't eat chocolate no more. It's like when we was in DSR, man, everything we did was no pen, no pay. All we did is freestyle. You know what I'm saying? So it's to the point now where not to sound like conceited or cocky, I just feel like I'm just bigger than that. You know what I'm saying? So I like, and then I want my music to have a message. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to just be saying this, that, and the third. You know, I don't really be talking about that. You know, when I grab the mic, I want somebody to get a message from me, or like I say, be able to, you know what I'm saying, listen to the song and be able to put it to one they real lives experience or something like that. So, you know, I pretty much stay away from freestyle unless I just probably hear a beat that I really like. You know what I'm saying? I might freestyle a hook, might freestyle a couple bars, but for the most part, you know, I write mine down and just, you know what I'm saying, put my life on the music. So I like Lil Boosie.
All right, yeah, I definitely like that because the hook kind of is a freestyle anyway because it's something you're thinking
yeah.
at that moment, just putting it on paper.
Yeah.
So freestyling is, you know, it's basically the same thing, but some people just are like, they don't put it on paper at all. You know, every artist is kind of different. So speaking
yeah.
in that
yeah.
aspect, you know, what do you think sets you apart from other rappers?
Just that fact that I said at the end, I put my life on the music. So not saying that me and somebody else can't have the same life, but just to me, not that many rappers will have the same life. Not too many rappers have the same life. You know what I'm saying? We might have had certain couple of the same stories, but not too many. You know what I'm saying? So what separates me is just put my life on the music. I'm not finna be going through the same thing that another rapper be going through because, you know what I'm saying, we all at different points in our music careers, all at different points in our life. You know what I'm saying? So to me, the thing that separates me is just put my life on the music. And that's pretty much it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, to me, I don't feel like rappers can really go through this. I mean, pretty much they can because they're human beings, too. But, you know, to me, I just put my life on the mirror, and I just feel like that's what separates me from any other rapper, because not two rappers are going to live the same life.
Right, right. That's what's up. Speaking of the music, Steady J, do we have any callers on hold?
No, not right now.
All right, well, let's get into that other song. Speaking of the music, I have a few more questions, but let's still go ahead and get into that other song and take a little break and listen to some music.
Okay, the other song we got queued up, we got Beat It Out the Frame. That's produced by the homie from Big Chief of Camp, you know what I'm saying, Mr. E, you know what I'm saying, he a well-known producer out here, he got a nice ear for sound, you know what I'm saying, so I hooked up with him, got a nice little club record, and that's what we got, man, Beat It Out the Frame, produced by Mr. E, and let's run it.
All right, Beat It Out the Frame. Okay. Question and let you give your shout outs because we don't have that much time. So my random question of the day is, are you single?
Random question answer is, now I'm not single. I got, you know what I'm saying, like I say, I got a couple kids, so I talked to one of the mother of my kids right now, you know.
All right. Well, that's what's up. Shout out to the mama of the kids. What's up? TP3 loves you. All right. And you can go ahead and give you a shout out. You know, let everyone know where to find you at. I know you got some shout outs.
My shout out is going to be the whole DCC. You know what I'm saying? That's probably Tom, Little Man. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. I want to give a double shout out to Tom. You know what I'm saying? I know he got announcement material coming up. You know what I'm saying? He on the Smokers Club tour. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. He got a nice clothing line coming out. You know what I'm saying? We got the DCC brand intact real good. You know what I'm saying? He got the Yeddo single. Getting a lot of love right now. I just want to give him a double shout out, man, because I know been right there up under Tom for a long time, man. I just seen a whole lot of work that this dude did, man. You know what I'm saying? Got into it with his girl a couple of times, you know what I'm saying? Missed a couple of Valentine's Day because he was in the studio. That's his work ethic and his grind got me the way I am with this music stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of stuff he turned down, a lot of stuff he missed. You know what I'm saying? Just to get in the position that he in right now, you know what I'm saying? I admire that a lot, you know what I'm saying? So I want to give a shout-out to him, the whole entire DCC, you know what I'm saying? Anybody in Dallas, period, that's making music, you know what I'm saying? Positive music, you know what I'm saying? Upliftingness, you know what I'm saying? Giving any type of light to Dallas, you know what I'm saying? And to contact me, you know what I'm saying? The Twitter is I Am Lil Runny. The Facebook is The Real Lil Runny. And the YouTube, you know what I'm saying, where I got about 100 videos out, you know what I'm saying, so you can go on LNIC TV, you know what I'm saying, and that's where it is. Then I got a LNIC3 right now. It's Napoleon's on iTunes, so let's type in Lil Runny on iTunes, and the album will come up, and that's what it is, man. I want to give a shout-out also, too, to my new management, you know what I'm saying, it's Power Broker Management, you know what I'm saying. We got Tiffany Diamond as the female artist, and then we got Nikki Renee as one of the models, you know what I'm saying. So we just moving, man. Everybody in Dallas, man, keep your head up, keep doing what you got to do in this music scene, man, and we going to for sure do what we got to do, man, and that's what it is.
All right, yeah, shout out to Tiff. We actually had her on our past show, which was Cribbin' After Dark, and definitely shout out to Tum Tum because I hear his music everywhere. So
that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying right there.
Yeah, I hear him everywhere. You know, I've been trying. I'm like, dang, he's the only artist in Dallas like I haven't even had any contact with, period. Like, he's, like, hard to reach. But that's what's up.
Yeah. But that just go back to really what I'm saying. Like, he just stay at it, man. You know what I'm saying? He constantly doing something, whether it's in the yo, whether he got to be, you know what I'm saying, doing something for a fan, whether he out of town, you know what I'm saying? He just constantly doing something with music every day. You know what I'm saying? It's all about practice, you know what I'm saying? If you do something every day, eventually you're going to get good at it. And I'm not saying this man do it. Since these 10 years I've been in the business, he's the one that gave me the light and the go. And for these 10 years, man, he done did something musical every day. So I already know, man, I just, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, I seen from a close distance his grind and work ethic. You know what I'm saying? I'm just appreciative of just being up on him and learning everything I've learned from him.
That's what's up. Well, we definitely appreciate having you on the show and definitely would love to do it again, you know, drop some new singles. We would love to play them. TP3 always shows our special guest love, so it's all love here. Don't you ladies agree?
Most definitely.
So we definitely, you know, got some love here to show you, and we appreciate you calling in. And,
all right, appreciate it. I appreciate y'all too, man. Go Heat.
Already. So are they winning? Is the Heat who's winning?
Yeah, it's still, they up too right now. The fourth quarter
they
just
still
up.
Okay, I can catch the last quarter. That's what's up. All right. Well, Seti, can we get some music to get up out of here? Are you going to get up out that game for a second, please, so you can get your team losing, you know what I'm saying? First off,
don't get too crazy, because the Heat's starting to slack a little bit over here. The Heat's starting to slack.
Yeah.
And like I said, this is fourth quarter. This is where LeBron James turns to Casper.
I can't even believe we heard those words, man.
Those go. All right. We're going to hit that actual music every Tuesday. Hit us up. TP3.
Oh,
it's your girl, Candy.
Oh, and y'all miss it. Oh, yeah. Also, if y'all miss any of the show, y'all can go back a couple different ways. Main way, easiest, go to iTunes, download the show for free. Just type in TP3 Radio, and you can listen to the show. All the shows that TP3 have put on, and there you go.
Yep.
All right. That being said, we're going to roll on that. We're going to roll a little bit of Run That Good Love back as it rolls on out.
All righty.
Captain Rick, boy, you got yourself a hit.
Say, girl, you make me wanna. You make me wanna. Ooh, girl, you make me wanna. Hey, Ronnie, I think we got us one. Let's go.
Good love is all I gotta give, so whenever you're with me, oh, you're gonna get it.
You know who it is,
Simon, and
Ronnie,
all my affection, all the you can make me.